Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Great, how you doing? Excellent. This is Carrie. Now, Carrie, she became a Christian on Good Friday. What a great day to give your life to Jesus, eh? So we just want to hear a little bit about Carrie's life and what God has done. So, Carrie, just tell us a bit. What was life like before you knew Jesus?
I was brought up in a family that dealt with alcoholism, drugs. Saw it from a very young age, the effect that especially drugs had on a family unit. Found it quite tough growing up like that. Okay. So, I came from a church-going background, made the decision to stop going to church when I was about 11, and kind of just poodled along, making wrong decisions and going completely the wrong way and off track. Right. And then about 18 months ago, I was attacked and raped by three men. Again, sunk, turned to drugs as a way of coping and blocking things out. It kind of became apparent that my job was suffering. I was on the brink of losing my job because of it. And I spoke to a friend at work who spoke to Gwen. And then Gwen spoke to me about Kingdom Faith and the Lord, as she had done previously, and invited me along for the Good Friday service.
Right, so what happened when you came here on Good Friday?
I was just completely blown away. I've just met so many friendly people. I was made to feel so welcome. I found since then I've not been judged on my past, but sort of you've helped me to embrace my future. A future I didn't think I'd have.
A future you didn't think you were going to have? No. So what happened then on the Friday?
On the Friday, I made my commitment. Yeah. I came to the front and spoke with you and gave my life to the Lord.
Brilliant. So what's happened since? How have you changed, do you think?
Everything's changed. Everybody that knows me says there's been massive changes. I totally have to agree. I feel so much better. I get up and look in the mirror in the morning and I think, another day, whereas before I was like, really, another day? My whole outlook has changed and I feel that I can now stand up and no matter how hard the right decision is, I know I can make it. Yeah.
So, you know you're forgiven?
Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely. And it's helped me to forgive as well. I got to a point where hating these three men, the hate was just eating me up and I realised I had to let it go. And it's you guys, this family, that's helped me realise that. I went to court. On the first day, I started to wobble a little bit and I thought, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to finish this. During the break, I spent a whole hour just praying, asking the Lord to stand with me and be with me and give me the strength. And when I walked back into court for the remainder of my evidence, I just felt him right next to me. Yeah, absolutely amazing. When the jury was sent out, I did the same. I prayed again that he would help them see the truth, and that's exactly what he did. In a life of confusion and mess, I had victory. I had victory.
It's brilliant. And it's brilliant. So what would you like to say to anybody here this morning that doesn't know Jesus in the way that you've now found him or he's found you?
Embrace it. Give your life. Embrace it. It's the best thing I've ever done, the best decision I've ever made, and the easiest decision.
Brilliant. Come on, let's really encourage Carrie, shall we? That's brilliant. Bless you, mate. Right, so I was just asking, so if your future's changed now, what does you think it's going to look like?
Oh, totally bright. Yeah. I've actually started looking into helping people that have been through similar situations with my childhood, with the drugs and the alcohol, and with recent events. I've spoken to various press agencies about telling my story over the last 18 months and how this, just everybody here has just completely changed my life, and how much the Lord has helped me over the last 18 months and helped me get through the last 18 months. And I'm, like I said, I'm looking into sort of helping people that have been through similar situations, just to let them know that they're not alone. And no matter how hard, there's always a light, even at the end of the darkest of tunnels.
Brilliant. All right, bless you, mate. That's so cool. Excellent. Hey, you guys. Great. Just take a seat. The students are going to do a drama now. Wow, what an awesome God. You know, Jesus is awesome. The heart of God is to give. The beginning of the Bible, it says that he created man and female and he created them in his image. And then the next thing it says was, he said he blessed them. Blessed them. He's such a good God. So many people think that God wants to take things from people. He wants to take the life, the joy, happiness. But actually, he's the one who created joy. He's the one who created us to have life in all its fullness. He's the one who created us to know him and have a personal relationship with him. That's why he was prepared to do absolutely anything to make sure that we have relationship with him. And what you just saw there is exactly what Jesus did. He stepped into the middle of pain, shame, everything that could attack somebody's life, everything that could cause oppression, depression, people wanting to commit suicide, personal harm, being abandoned, isolated, abused, rejected. Jesus came into the middle of all that and he took every pain, every bit of isolation, every bit of guilt, every bit of abuse, every bit of separation, everything hell could throw at you or at me or at people. Jesus took that upon himself. And what you just saw was exactly what Jesus did on the cross. He stepped into the middle of all of that and took all of that upon himself. He was whipped, he was beaten, he was hammered to a cross. And took all that upon himself. And he cried out to his own Father, "Why have you forsaken me? Where have you gone?" But Jesus knew that he had to go through that to take absolutely everything upon himself that could ever separate us from him. And having taken all that upon himself, having literally sacrificed himself and taken all that upon himself, all the sin of mankind, he then cried out, "It is finished, it is done." If you like, the power of sin talks about the power of the devil and death was defeated at that moment where he died on the cross. He gave up his spirit. He said, "Into your hands, Father, I commit my spirit," because he knew he defeated everything that could ever separate you or me or anybody else from having a relationship with God. And because he defeated sin and death and hell, 3 days later, he rose again because they had all been defeated already. They'd already been beaten and he rose again. And the story that Carrie told, that victory, she said, "Now I've got a life of victory," because that's what Jesus won for every one of us, a life of victory. No, there is nobody else in the planet, no person. There is no other true God. Jesus Christ is the only true and living God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one else can come to the Father except through me. That's what he said, except through him. And God's nature is to give. When he made man and female, created them in his image, and he said he blessed them. That is God's purpose for you and me, that we are blessed. And when you understand the nature of God is to give, right at the beginning of that drama, what was it? Jesus wanted to give to that person. Wanted relationship. And everything else wanted to take that away. And Carrie's story was all kinds of things. We're trying to destroy her life and take things away from her life. And the guilt that brought, the bitterness, the resentment, the all of that kind of stuff. But yet when she came to Jesus, that was the only place that she could not just be forgiven, but find forgiveness to forgive other people. So that the scars of all of that on her life were healed. She's not a victim any longer. She's a victor. Because when you know Jesus, you're not a victim anymore. You become a victor. Your life changes. What does she say? I've got a hope now. I've got a future. The future's bright. That doesn't mean challenges of life don't come our way. Of course they do, because we all have to deal with life. But when you got God in your life and he's the center of your life, and your old life, as it's called in the Bible, your old life that when you don't know God, he deals with all of that pain, shame, guilt, all of that stuff. And it becomes what's called your old life, because when you come to know Jesus, he gives you a new life. He doesn't try to restore you. He completely changes you. He takes out the old nature, the nature in you, that sin nature is called in the Bible, that wants to do your own thing. And there's an amazing exchange that happens. That old nature is taken out. And because you ask him to forgive you and say, God, I don't want to live like that anymore. I don't want to live in the pain and the shame. I don't want to do my own thing anymore. I want to give my life fully to you. I want you to completely transform me so I'm like you, so that I can know you. He takes that old nature out, and then he puts his nature in you, because he comes to live in you by the power of his Spirit, his Holy Spirit. You become a new person. That's what the Bible talks about. You become a new person. That's where the phrase born again comes from. Because you literally have a completely new start with God. Now this morning we're going to pray in a few minutes. And just respond to God. And this is our anniversary weekend, where we thank God for who he is. And you know, when you have a birthday, what do you do when you have a birthday? You thank God for the person's life. You just, Father, brilliant. Thank you for my kids or my parents or my wife or husband or friends, whatever it is. And you're so grateful for who they are, their lives. And you're saying it's 40 years or 30 years or 15 years since they were born. And you're having an anniversary saying, our anniversary is thanking God for who he is, what he's done in our lives. Some of us have been saved a few weeks, like Carrie. Others for many, many, many years. But why do we have anniversaries? To thank God for who he is, what he's doing, what he's done, and what he is still to do. And what is it all about? What is the kingdom all about? It's God's kingdom on earth. How's that kingdom extended? By lives being transformed. The more lives that get transformed, the more God gets the glory in people's lives. And so let's stand together, shall we? And firstly, I'd just like us all to close your eyes for a minute and just thank God for the amazing, incredible, unfailing love that he has shown to you in your life. Whether you've just come to know him or whether you've known Jesus for decades and many, many years, just thank him for his awesome goodness and unfailing love. Let's make a little bit more noise about it this morning and just thank him for how incredible he is. That you now know forgiveness, you now are cleaned up on the inside, you now know that you have a bright future because he is in you, he is leading you, he has blessed you. But there may be some people here this morning and you don't know Jesus, and you've heard some of the testimonies, like the stories of what's happened through the orange cards that we read, or through what Carrie was saying, through the drama, through the way we've just thanked other people for what they've done and everything. Maybe some of you don't know Jesus this morning. But it's like, man, on the inside of you right at this moment, you're like, everything's going off on the inside of you. And you're like, I want to know this Jesus. I want to know this Jesus. This isn't a try and see kind of thing. This is a life transforming moment. That if you respond to Jesus and say, I need to get right with you. I want to be forgiven. I want to live in forgiveness. I want to know you, Jesus. I want a relationship with you. I want to know who you are. It doesn't just happen overnight. It's like any relationship. You build relationship. You get to know him more and more over the weeks and months and years. But if you're at that point this morning where you're like, I want to know Jesus, then you're ready to give your life to him. If you're not at that point and you think, well, yeah, it sounds all right, but I'm not, maybe just hang on for a bit. But if you know this morning, I want to know you, Jesus. I want you just to raise your hand, first of all, so I can just see where you are. If there's anybody here this morning and you're at that point where you say, Jesus, I want to know you. Now, those of you that raise your hands, if you can just come to the front. Everybody else got their eyes closed. I'd just like to come to the front because I want to just pray with you. It's a bold step, but knowing Jesus is a bold thing. It's not easy to know Jesus in this day and age, but actually it's the most amazing life you can have. Just come right in, guys. It's brilliant. Thank you, Jesus. It's cool. Good to see you, man. Now, we're going to just pray together, okay? And God is working in people's lives today. We're just going to take a few minutes. We're going to talk to Jesus and just initially make a first response. And then what we'd love to do is talk with you and pray with you guys just after the meeting. Let's just close our eyes for a minute. If you're really ready, say, Jesus, I want to give you my life and I want you to give me yours and I want to know you for the rest of my life. Then you're ready to take that first step. Now we're just going to pray together. But you need to pray yourselves. And praying is talking to God. It's more than thinking, it's talking. And so first of all, what it'd be really good to do is just thank him for what he's done for you already. Just simply, you can say things like, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Thank you that you died for me 2,000 years ago on the cross. Just thank him that he's taken everything on himself, every sin that you might have ever committed, everything you've ever done. Just thank him for taking the guilt, the pain, the shame, isolation, rejection, whatever it might be. Thank him that he's taken all of that. Now just ask him to forgive you. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for every sin. I don't want to live my life anymore. I choose to turn away from the life that I've led. I don't want to live the life that you have for me. So I turn away from the life I have led and I turn towards you now, Jesus. And I want to give my life to you right now. And I ask you that you would come into my life and be Lord of my life, Jesus. That you'd be number one in my life for the rest of my days. And I thank you, Jesus, right now for your forgiveness. I thank you that you clean me up on the inside right now. I thank you that you give me a new nature, your life. And Jesus, I thank you that you're my Lord, that you're my Savior. And I want to honor you for the rest of my life. I thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Praise your name. Amen. Father, I just thank you right now for every one of these men and women that's standing at the front. Father, I thank you for what you're doing right now, that you're revealing yourself to them, showing them who you are. Father, I thank you that you would just seal right now in their life your salvation. Father, we praise your awesome name for what you're doing. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's everybody just lift our hands right now. Even you guys at the front, just raise your hands for a minute.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.